This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey friends, welcome to the Naked Marriage Podcast. It is January 9th if you're listening in real time, and we're on day two of our 14-day consecutive episodes on sex.
That's
to
right.
Help you make 2024 your best year of sex ever. It's going to be a good day. Yesterday's episode was a lot of fun. If you missed that, go check it out. You can
some awkward moments, but I mean, hey, you got to embrace the awkward.
And if you only listen to these episodes, I encourage you to go over to YouTube.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of fun on YouTube. You can listen and watch.
Yep.
So the YouTube channel is Dave and Ashley Willis. You can see all of our podcast content, along with a bunch of other resources. And we're going to be doing a lot more on YouTube this year, and we don't want you to miss out on a thing. And also, if you're not already, connect to us on Instagram. We're at Dave and Ashley Willis on Instagram. And today, as we continue the conversation on sex, we're going to talk about sex positions.
Oh,
one
yes.
of our most popular YouTube videos was called Christian Sex Positions.
The link is going to be in the show notes. You have to check this out.
It was so fun. And
I will never forget. Let me just say this. So last year at the XO Marriage Conference, which shout out to the XO Marriage Conference in Grapevine. Please come.
Next month,
if there's any
we're
tickets
one month
left,
away.
There may not be any, but check it out.
Yeah, XOmarriage.com. Click conferences. We would love to see you.
We would love so to see you fun. There. So like during, I think it was this, I don't know, maybe Friday night or Saturday. I can't remember, but they were kind of in a break time and people were coming back in and the team was like, let's play some YouTube videos. And so the sex position, Christian sex positions video came on, and it's us looking at these cards that are done by a Christian company where there's stick figures doing different
sex
positions.
Yeah, like a blue stick figure and a pink stick figure.
It's not pornographic.
And all these very flexible.
Yeah, you're like, is this even possible?
So it's not pornographic. Yeah,
no, not at all.
Because we're very anti-porn for a lot of reasons we talk about. But
we comment on them.
Yeah, we comment on them. We give our insights of like, wow, does this look comfortable? Does this look possible? Does this look fun?
Yeah.
How limber does one have to be to do this one?
Do you need to do yoga before you do this one, you know? And so anyway, they put this on and it's kind of a funny video, you know, but it is, I mean, it is a little eye-opening. And this little lady kind of near us, this older woman, she very loudly goes, oh, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for this. And I was just like, oh, I'm so sorry. They should have warned you.
She's been scarred.
I mean, she said it kind of funny, but I think she also was like,
yeah, there was a lot of
blushing.
I
literally was not ready for this, you know. But anyway, it's all in good fun. And also, it does give you ideas. I mean,
yeah,
we had people, so many people comment and like, I want to try the airplane or whatever, like whatever
right.
the thing. They made up these names for them. Some are kind of funny names. But bottom line, when it comes to sex positions, I think sometimes, especially as Christians, even if you were like raised in purity culture, which again, wasn't all bad, but there are some things about it where it kind of made us scared to talk about sex. I think that, you know, we think, oh, can we even try other sex positions? I mean, we've had people write us and say, I mean, is it really okay to be, you know, adventurous in trying some other sex positions? And the truth of the matter is God gives us a lot of creativity.
A ton of freedom.
And freedom in this area. And it really can enhance your sex life.
Yeah. I don't know where people get the mindset that it can only look one way. I mean, the Bible does not say like, thou shalt only do the missionary position. It's like, you know, I don't even know where the term missionary position
I'm not really
came
sure
from.
Either.
Probably a couple missionaries
that
were let's name this after ourselves. But you got a ton of freedom, right? To be creative and to explore and celebrate each other's bodies and the pleasure that God intended for you to have as a married couple. I mean, I believe that includes a lot of play, a lot of creativity. I you know, strongly believe, I know that some people are like, they're like anti-oral sex, but you know, I believe that oral sex can and should be on the menu. Is a very intimate way.
If you guys enjoy it, because I mean, again, you have to talk about these things.
Right, talk about it. But but it's, you know, it's an intimate way to gain pleasure by giving your spouse pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, I think that you can just have fun. And I think sometimes what holds us back is baggage over maybe how some of these acts were taught or even used or done or misused in the past, mm-hmm. but how God redeems all things and makes all things new. And in the marriage bed, as long as there's mutual consent, you're not bringing anyone else in virtually or physically.
And there's no coercion.
There's no coercion, there's no pain. Yeah, that there should just be a ton of freedom. Mm-hmm. And if one spouse is a lot more adventurous than the other, the one who's more reluctant should not be like shamed into doing anything. The one who's more adventurous should not be shamed for having more adventurous desires. You have to just make sure the marriage bed is the safest place on earth for both of you. But the benefit of trying some different positions is it's going to help you, you know, potentially enjoy sex even more. And it might help you. You get more comfortable finding what you really like.
Yes.
I mean,
because yes.
you might not even be fully experiencing, you know, all the pleasure that could be experienced with sex just because it's not happening at the angle that for your particular right. anatomy is going to like be the most pleasurable. Mm-hmm. And so you gotta try some different ways maybe.
I know, because I think that once we kind of give ourselves permission, because I think for some, it is almost like, is this wrong? You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is, sex is a gift for marriage. You're a married couple. You have room for creativity.
I know that you appreciate learning because you're listening to this podcast right now to learn and grow in your marriage, and props to you for that. So I want to give you another opportunity to learn. Our friends at Hillsdale College so believe in equipping our culture with truths related to history, economics, faith, citizenship. They're offering their college level courses, some of their college level courses, completely free. I encourage you to check out, to start with, the course on ancient Christianity, which is going to give you a really solid base in understanding what was happening culturally and historically during the early years of the church. It's really, really powerful, and the teaching is world class. You can find out all about it at hillsdale.edu/naked to enroll. And I'm telling you guys, there's no cost. This is free college level education, and it's going to benefit your life. So it's hillsdale.edu/naked to register. Check them out at hillsdale.edu/naked and start learning today.
And I think the thing with the angle, and I know we're getting real specific here. I mean, clearly we're talking about sex, so we're just going to go there. But I think what we don't realize is, especially with like women, sometimes different positions can be more pleasurable for a woman because of the way, you know, her anatomy. Because like there's certain things like a tilted uterus where the pleasure zone is a little bit different than just how you would, you know, gain pleasure from maybe missionary style,
yeah.
which is a traditional style, nothing wrong with that. But sometimes, you know, you need to switch it up and maybe even like involve a chair or just have the woman on top instead of man on top. I mean, there's all different things. And you can stimulate other areas that enhance the sexual experience. And I think that sometimes, you know, there's women that write us that say they've never experienced orgasm, and it's just because they haven't considered those things and they didn't know yeah. it was okay. And that's okay. I mean, I get it. Like I think in the beginning of our marriage, we were like, is this okay? You know, like we didn't know. And so it's, you know, I understand where you're like, I don't want to go look at porn. I don't want to go, like, where do I go to even understand what's good and what's not and what's okay? And I think what we need to know is like, we're two adults who are married. You know, God has blessed this marriage union that we have room to explore each other's bodies. And as long as we make the marriage bed a safe place where we both feel loved, we both feel respected, you know, you never want to do some kind of position or scenario where you feel disrespected. You know, I think there is this thing culturally where, you know, where they have this, I think probably 50 Shades of Grey probably perpetuated this, where it's like the whole submissive dominant thing. And it's very disrespectful. You know, I think some people think when we say, you know, have creativity, have adventure, that's where they go to.
Yeah.
And we're just saying, hey, you know, let's be safe with each other. Let's not hold each other down. Let's be creativity in exploring each other's bodies in a respectful and yeah. loving and
well,
kind
like
way.
There's a really famous philosopher who's recently said, I don't want no whips and chains.
Oh my gosh.
You can't.
A popular
tie me
song.
Down, but you can whip your lovin' on me.
Oh my gosh.
Baby.
Do y'all know who he's talking about?
Whip your lovin' on me. So,
a fellow Kentuckian, evidently.
I think there's some wisdom there.
What's his name again?
Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow. That is
How
a catchy,
is that guy famous?
That is a catchy song.
Well, he doesn't even sing or. He
but
just,
it's not.
Somebody else is singing
gets,
and he just talks.
It goes like, a little sideways,
he's
sweetie.
He's just like, yeah, that's right. Oh, I'm your boy. It's like, how's he famous?
You can become famous by
but
saying.
He doesn't. Want no whips and chains.
Oh my gosh.
You can't tie him down, but you can.
Whip your loving on me.
Yeah, so.
Because he's vanilla, baby. No, I'm here. Okay.
So yeah, I'm not for whips and chains either, is the point there. I
we are teenagers, so of course we've heard this. Like, I was looking up, I mainly listen to like my own, I listen to a lot of 80s music, Christian music, and then like, I have my little, like, what do you call it? Kind of folksy alternative, they call it alternative music, I think, but really it's not like rockin', it's like more folksy, like Maggie Rogers or whatever. Anyway, but I was looking up out of boredom on a long trip, I was looking up the top iTunes songs and I was like just clicking on them. And a lot of it, if they say explicit, I won't click on it. And so this one was not considered explicit. So I click on it and I knew he had done that one song, what was it called?
First Class.
Is it called First Class?
First Class.
It's after Fergie's Glamorous. Anyway, every time, if we ever get bumped up to First Class, because we fly all the time, we never ever like actually fly First Class, but we'll get bumped up. Dave literally in the line says, First Class, every time.
Well, I can say it okay. Like when it comes on the screen, when they're just boarding First Class, when we're not boarding,
people look at you like, what are you talking about?
We're usually with the peasants that are like way behind the First Class.
We never
people.
Ever.
We're part of I don't the, think we, the poverty parade that marches past
We
first
got
class,
gifted but. First Class tickets for our honeymoon from your dad because he flew all the time then. But we've never, ever actually flown First Class.
Well, we get bumped
like,
up to First
no,
Class.
No, I mean,
we
like, we've never bought First Class tickets.
Right, yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing
if that,
wrong with
if
it.
That's what you can
we're
afford.
We're, like, way off the rails here.
Yeah, but anyway, Jack Harlow. So I'm looking at the iTunes, and I click on this, and I was at first like, this is real catchy, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay. I don't like whips and chains, you know? And then it goes real sideways, yeah. Talking about choking and all that stuff. And I mean, let's go there. Let's talk about that. We're talking about positions.
We're going to
talk about
a lot
choking.
Over the next couple of days, but I would just say you got a lot of freedom, but don't like try to get your spouse to do something that is dangerous or
no.
they're uncomfortable
or hurting
with,
them. I don't understand
or
that.
Or causing them pain. And if you're like deriving pleasure from actual pain, you know, I think that really, you know, not to shame anyone, but I think that often is like a rooted in some past trauma that needs to be
for
worked
sure,
through.
For sure.
And so get, you know, get the help you need. We've got a book called The Counterfeit Climax that I think could be really, really helpful, especially if you and your spouse are kind of on different pages, or if maybe some counterfeit versions of sexual intimacy have crept in and potentially influenced your sexual life or sex desires. This book could really kind of help you redeem that, get on the same page, and have the thriving sex life God wants you to have. So check out The Counterfeit Climax. We're going to talk more about all this stuff. These episodes are shorter just because we're asking you to listen every single day, and so we're making them a little bit shorter for you. But stay tuned because we've got a lot more talk on sex to come, and we will see you back here tomorrow.
Bye, guys.